The Washington, D.C.-based National Council on Teacher Quality has released its 7th annual State Teacher Policy Yearbook, which includes a 360-degree analysis of every state law, rule, and regulation that shapes the effectiveness of the teaching profession in New York. The paper found that while most states still need to improve their teacher policies, including how teachers are evaluated and compensated, overall there has been a significant and positive shift in policies. Sandy Jacobs, the council's vice president, stressed that the report does not measure student achievement. Rather, it reflects how well teachers are prepared, trained, and evaluated, which have been frequent debate points during the Common Core rollout.
Teacher preparation, teacher evaluation, licensure issues, compensation, and take a look at whether the state policy is where we think it should be or not. It's important to say we are not giving a grade to the work of the state's teachers. This is a policy review, and our goal is to make sure that all students have effective teachers.
The report found 37 states improved their teacher policy scores. New York is among them, and Jacobs notes there is one area where New York particularly shines.
New York got a B minus this year. The average grade across the states was a C minus. When we look at the state's preparation policies, particularly its licensure policies, and whether or not they really make sure teachers know their content, New York really does that very well, especially compared to other states. Most states set a really low bar for especially the subject matter that they expect special education teachers to know, and which, you know, sets a lower bar for those students. And New York doesn't do that. New York is really a standout.
New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts were also graded B-. Pennsylvania received a C-. Vermont scored a D-. The average grade for 2013 across all 50 states and the District of Columbia is a C-, up from D-plus in 2011. The question now for New York involves Common Core, the set of rigorous academic standards adopted by 48 states in order to receive federal Race to the Top funds. How long will the Empire State hold on to its standout status? Dr. Carol Burris is principal of Southside High School in Rockville Center and is sharply critical of New York State's method of appraising teachers, one she would grade with an F.
There's been a narrowing of a curriculum. There's been teaching to the test. We've heard reports regularly, especially among the lower grades, because it really affects 3 to 8 teachers, of teachers really very, very worried about how their kids are going to do on the test, who the kids in the class are. It has not created a healthy atmosphere.
Last weekend, the board of the State Teachers Union called for New York to place a 3-year moratorium on implementing the Common Core as it withdrew support for the standards. NICET, which represents about 600,000 teachers, retired teachers, and school professionals, wants major course corrections made before it will reconsider reinstating its support for those standards. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.